Next, we'll report on the aftermath of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. During years of fighting, U.S. troops relied on local interpreters. Thousands of Iraqis and Afghans risked their lives to help Americans understand the people and the landscape around them. Many were promised U.S. visas. Instead, they've been forced to wait years with no answer. Now, 9 Iraqis are suing the U.S. government to get their status resolved. NPR's Quil Lawrence reported for years from Iraq and Afghanistan and now has this story on U.S. allies left behind.
All of the Iraqis in the lawsuit go by code names because of ongoing threats to their lives. Plaintiff Alpha was in an ambush with U.S. troops, got shot in the back, but continued to work with the U.S. military after he recovered. Plaintiff Bravo is an Iraqi doctor who treated U.S. troops in combat. Plaintiff Charlie helped organize resistance to Al-Qaeda in Iraq, only to wait 5 years without a clear yes or no about his visa to the States.
5 years until now, and nothing yet.
Plaintiff Charlie is now in a third country. He left his family in Iraq after what he says were assassination attempts. He says he demonstrated his loyalty to U.S. troops many times.
I was really in danger, just like the soldiers. We fight together. We work together. And now I'm paid. Because 5 years I leave my country.
In 2008, Congress created the Special Immigrant Visa Program to bring Iraqis like Charlie to the U.S., but his application is stuck in bureaucratic limbo. The American troops who fought with these Iraqi plaintiffs have been their biggest advocates. Doug Vossen went to Iraq twice with the U.S. Army. He worked with one of the plaintiffs during some of the worst violence in Baghdad.
It's the right thing to do. You know, they were there when we needed them, and now they're in grave danger, as are the members of their family, and now they're just mired down in a bureaucratic machine.
Thousands of Iraqis and Afghans have been resettled in the U.S. with the special visa program, but hundreds more are stuck. Their cases are on hold. Katie Reisner with the Iraq Refugee Assistance Project says the hold is probably at the Department of Homeland Security, which vets applicants to make sure they're not a threat. Reisner says the process shouldn't take this long.
All that the lawsuit asks is for the Departments of State and Homeland Security to give these plaintiffs an answer.
Most of these cases are several years old, and Iraq has only gotten more dangerous as Shiite militias and Sunni fighters with the group called the Islamic State have renewed a state of war in Iraq. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.